A rural community living in fear. The police have told the Nolan Show they are investigating a link between three violent robberies in County Down. A gang of masked and armed men have terrorised three families in Banbridge, Ballinahinch and Castlewellan in recent weeks. The DUP MLA Jim Wells says it looks like an organised gang are targeting vulnerable people in remote rural areas. We'll speak to him in just a second. But first, 77-year-old Patrick, an 81-year-old Bridie Boyle's home, was robbed just over 2 weeks ago in Ballinahinch. The elderly pensioners were faced with five masked men who ransacked their home. Patrick told me what happened.
It happened last Monday night. We were watching TV. I was resting on the bed and Bridie was sitting in the chair resting. And we thought this man walked in and thought it was one of the grandchildren, but unfortunately it wasn't. Like, I wish it had been. I thought that he was just playing a gag, but when he walked in, he said, "We're from the LVF and we're here. Won't harm you. We're not going to raise any harm, but we are told to come and search for drugs." And I said to him, "There'll be no drugs here." And I said to him, "Man, you need a permit for the search." And he said, "No, we don't need a permit. We are from the LAF and we're coming to do it." He said, "You go and sit down in bed and let us do our job." So we started searching through all the drawers in the house, the bedside cabin, the wardrobe, the chimney cabin. Then we sent two boys upstairs where the son was resting upstairs, brought him down, and set him in the room beside us. And we had an our son who was visiting, so he was sitting in the chair in the room beside it. And they went upstairs and ran out the place up there. But finally in our room, searched the doors and they come on the wallet that was in nearly the bottom drawer, so they took it out and he opened up the zip and he said, "Is this drug money?" I said, "No, it was for the pay bills." And he said, "We all have to pay bills." So he left it down on the bed, continued on what he's doing. I had the money left in the bedside cabin for pay the phone bill, so he opened up a drawer and took it. And then he continued on searching the wardrobe. There's no drugs or nothing, like, it's all money. And then he saw Bridie's purse lying on the bed. So this boy come in after they, and they asked him, had they all the drawers searched? He said they had, like. So he saw the purse lying on the bed, saw Bridie's purse lying on the pillow a wee bit, and the money was in the side cabin. He says, "We'll take this all while it's been counted."
So they took all your money, in other words.
They took it all.
Patrick, how much did they get?
Well, in around about 2,500 in the house. We got presents at Christmas, you know, money presents. And someone was to pay the bills, oil bills, for buying a new fridge too, like, but we didn't get around to that yet.
How old are you?
I'm 77.
And how old is your wife?
Bridie's 81, like, coming 82.
Very brave men that walk in and rob and traumatise a 77 and an 82-year-old.
Oh, yes, they're real scumbags, like, you know. And they seem to be, you know, well, thank God, like, that they got the money for it. If they hadn't got the money, well, it could have been a lot rougher, like. They could have maybe beat us up or something like that. Like.
Has this left you frightened?
Oh, frightened since, oh, yes. I can't sleep at night, like. I still can see them standing at the door, you know, and I go to bed. Like,
what do you mean? You go to bed and you lie down, and what do you see?
I lie down for rest, And you can see, you know, the shutters and stand on the door. Every wee crack or creak we hear at night, and thinking they're coming back, like, so. It's not very nice, mate, so, no. The sleep is very bad, the sleep. I can't sleep at all. And last night I was up again at 3 o'clock. Just afraid, I'm scared. That they'll come back again, like. One of those things.
But how's your wife?
She's not too well at the moment. Ella is pretty well, like, so it didn't help her much, like, it didn't set her back badly, like, so at the moment, like, so. The doctor's been out with us, both of us, like, so just had to wait and see. Maybe it'll die away, like. Sometime, but not at the moment, anyway.
Or maybe someone who knows these people will give information to the police because
We love why like disturbing or robbing some odd pensioners. But there's a lot going on at the moment, like around the country, like so.
Because this has a long lasting effect, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Very, very long. It's very hard to get it out of the system, like, you know. You're always afraid, like, you know, low of air security here, like, but that's it, like.
Sharon, your daughter is with you this morning.
Yeah.
Sharon, can I speak to Sharon?
Yeah. Sharon? Hello?
Sharon, I'm just hearing what happened to your mum and dad, and it's awful, and he's still having nightmares about it.
Yes, yeah.
You must be furious.
Yes, well, we're all furious now. So we are, and the neighbours and all, like, not just affected us, but the fact that there's elderly neighbours as well, but to the fact that, you know, they don't feel safe in their own homes.
And when they were leaving, they made a joke. They said, we're away to count this money. Like, what type of people are they?
I have no idea. First of all, they said they weren't here for money, and then they took the money. You know, and then just, that's what they said, we're away to count this money. So, and I just lived next door to Mum now, and I didn't hear a thing. You know, they were in and out as quiet as mice.
Well, look, let's just hope, Sharon, that someone somewhere knows who these people are, who are traumatising pensioners, even when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
Sharon, thank you very much indeed. We're thinking about your mum and dad.
Okay, thank you.